But just to end the daf with three short ha'aris, three ha'aris kitzaris as it relates to the today's daf. So the first ha'aris, and this is something that we've spoken about in the past, but again, it's some ha'aris we just have to mention because you can't learn the daf without at least acknowledging it. That is, the Gemara said that when Esther went to Achashverosh this time, so she told Mordechai, I'm going to go. Ashaloi kados. I'm going to do it in a very unusual way. What does that mean? Amar Rab Abba said, Shaloi kados haya. Shabachol yoyim v'yayim ad ach shabayinus. Because up until this time, every time Esther went to appear in front of Achashverosh, she went bayinus. She was forced into going. But v'ach shabaratzen. Now she was going baratzen. And then the Gemara continues, and the Gemara says that the fact that now she was going baratzen had halachic ramifications. Because she concluded, and she said, "V'kasher avadati, avadati." What did she mean to say? "K'shem she'avadati mi beis abba, kach oivad mimcha." She said, "Until now, I was still mutter to live with you, Mordechai. Why? Because even though I'm an Eshesesh, and even though I was mezana with Achashverosh, but I was mezana b'oynes. But now that I'm going and I'm being mezana b'rotzen, so now I'm not going to be able to be with you anymore." So she told Mordechai that realized this is a suicide mission for me because kasher avadati avadati. And she mentioned the fact she lost her father, she lost her mother, and she gave all the tzaris that she's gone through in life and how lonely she is, especially living in the palace of the Persian king. And she said, "But this is something I'm going to do because I realize I have to give myself up for Klal Yisrael." And she says, "V'kasher avadati avadati." And of course, the background to this is the Gemara that we've seen earlier. And that is, number one, even though the Megillah says that Esther was raised by Mordechai, but Chazal say, "Al tikri levas el levai." It's not just that. The Gemara says that Esther would live with Mordechai and Achashverosh at the same time. She was Yosheves Becheikoi Shel Achashverosh. And then she was Yosheves Becheikoi Shel Mordechai. So she was living simultaneously with Achashverosh and with Mordechai. And Tosfos and Daf Yudgimel Amud Beis asked the Kasha, "How's that possible? We know there's a concept of Avchana. Even an Almana or a Grusha has to wait 3 months before she gets married to somebody else. So how can Esther have been with Mordechai and Achashverosh at the same time?" Tosfos says she was Meshamesh B'moich, Machloikis the Marshan, the Shagasarye. Was she Meshamesh B'moich with Mordechai? Was she Meshamesh B'moich with Achashverosh and all the related Rebites for income economy? But the point is, Esther was living with Mordechai and Achashverosh simultaneously. But that was only okay up until this point in the story. But now that she's going Beratz and Achashverosh, so from this point forward, this wasn't something that was going to be possible anymore. And that's what she meant when she said, V'kasher avadati avadati. Tosfos, right here on Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, asks a very obvious question. Says Tosfos, "I don't understand. It sounds like this was a very big loss for Esther. The fact that it meant, because of what just happened, she'd never be able to be with Mordechai. It was a very posh teitzah. Why couldn't Mordechai give Esther a get? Let her give her a get. You give her a get, she wouldn't be an Eishes Ish. Now that she goes to Achashverosh Beratzen, she's not an Eishes Ish that's Mezana Beratzen. She's a non-married woman that was Mezana Beratzen, which she has no choice. She has to do for Atzolas Klal Yisrael. But the point is, she would be allowed to live with Mordechai again." Meaning, why was Esther not allowed to be with Mordechai? Because if she's married to Mordechai, an Eishes Ish that's Mezana Beratzin is Asa Levayla. That's the premise of Masech Tesaita and of so many Sugis Hashas. So the issue is that she's a married woman. But to the extent that Mordechai would give her a get, so she wouldn't be a married woman anymore. It's Frey Taisis Vim Taimar Amailo Yehoya Megarsha Vetemu Teres Lachsi Rena. Mordechai should have given her a get and she would have been a non-married woman like this. It would have been okay. Yeshloimar. So says Taisis Lafi. She called Maise a get to Alpi Eidim. Because you can't just give a get. A get has to be Alpi Eidim. Eide Chasim Akarti, Eide Mesir Akarti. They have to be Edom. And they were afraid that once two people know, word's going to get out. And once word gets out, at that point, there could already be an issue. So Taisa says, you're right. In theory, this would have been a very good idea. But they were worried. And they thought that it may undermine the mission. And this is all part of what Esther's willing to do. Kasher avadati avadati. She knows there may be a way out. But on the small chance that that could impact the situation, it wasn't something that she was willing to do. The Rajba, right here in Mesachtes Megillah, Daf Tez Vav Amud Aleph, he brings Tosfos Kasha, and he brings Tosfos Teretz. But he has a follow-up Kasha. He says that the Gemara says in Mesachtes Gittin that if a man wants to divorce his wife, if he's a Sofer, if he writes the get, There are stodim that it could be you don't need eidim, or maybe you would only need one eid. But there's an idea of ksav soifer, that if the soifer himself would write it, it could be you wouldn't need eidim. So the Rashba, according to that sugi mesachtes gittin, that it's possible to write it get by yourself, and by doing that, you can get out of the whole situation. So why did Mordechai not divorce Esther? And you're going to tell me, says Tosis, because he was worried about the eidim. Just write it. If you write it yourself like this, you're not going to need eidim. So the Rashba says a possible teretz, but then he says that the whole kasha doesn't bother him. Why? Elisha divrei agada him. Because at the end of the day, this is all divrei agada, the ein meshivin aleim. He says you can't ask kashas from divrei agada. Meaning, don't start using this story as a raya to what you can and cannot do in Masechtas Gittin. Because at the end of the day, all this is divrei agada. And when it comes to divrei agada, there's a concept of ein meshivin aleim. So the rabbi that we've spoken about in the past, and again, just to mention it, and that is the Noid Yehuda in a tshuva, and this is in Yerideya Tinyana. It's Simen Kuf Samech Aleph. So the Shoyl had asked the Noid Yehuda Shaila, and the Yehuda wrote back that he doesn't want to answer this question because it's Negeya Divrei Agada, and because it's Negeya Divrei Agada, he's not answering it. He doesn't answer Shailas that are related to Divrei Agada. Now it seems the Shoyl understood that what the Noid Yehuda was saying was is that he's not Machshiv Divrei Agada so much, and as a result, he doesn't answer Shailas and Divrei Agada. Kilo, if you ask me a question in Mondays, I'll answer. But you ask me a question in Agadata, you know, Malucha Itzel Agada, Klach Itzel Nagam Vahal. It's like, that was the way the Shoyl understood what the Noid Yehuda was saying. So the Shoyl wrote back to the Noid Yehuda. He says, I understand, Noid Yehuda, how you could say something like that. He says, you're making Leicht of Divrei Agada. He says, don't you know that the Rashba, who's the Mora de Lomdus, he wrote a whole sefer on Agada to Gemara, right? It's one of the volumes in the Mosadar of Kok Rashbas. It's an Agada to Gemara. So he told him, he says, the Rashba wrote a sefer on Agada to. So if the Rashba wrote a sefer on Agada to, how could you make Leicht of Agada to Gemara? So the Nebuda writes back to the Shoyl. He says, number one, you obviously didn't understand what I meant. I'm making Leicht of Agadata. Agadata Gemara, we know, is deeper than deep. Rabbi Elio Gutmacher that we spoke on in the first half of Masechtas Tainus and the last half of Masechtas Tainus. Rashi had special tefillahs throughout Masechtas Tainus because he understood he's writing a pirush on the Masechta that's Ruba de Ruba Agadata. He says, not what I meant to say. What I meant to say is that when it comes to writing tshuvas, I'm paskini things that are negeya, halacha lemaisa, and things that I can understand a little bit better, and things that you can base halacha from. But when it comes to Divrei Agada, you can't really take out halacha from it. And as a result, therefore, I'm not pasking in shailas on Divrei Agada. And he says, you want me to prove it to you? He says, what was your big taina? Your taina was a Rashba, that the Rashba wrote on Agada. He says, I'm going to tell you something else the Rashba wrote. The Rashba, Masechtas Megillah, Daf Tezvav Amud Aleph, and this whole Esek, that why did Mordechai have to lose Esther, he should have given her a get. Zok the Rashba at the end of the whole Shtikal Torah, because at the end of the day, Elish Adivri Hagodahein, the Ein Meshivan Aleim. So he says, the Rashba himself, who you're telling me is Exhibit A for what Agadat is, said that when it comes to Divrei Agada, Ein Meshivan Aleim. No, if Ein Meshivan Aleim, Divrei Agada, I don't either have to be Meshiv on Divrei Agada. And this was the Noid of Yehuda's comeback line, epically, to the Shoyl in Yerudeya, Tinyana, Simen, Kuf, Samachal, that's the first Torah.